Let's see how we fit in here, then. This was actually my bed when they redid the house after my sister and I moved out. They put, redid this room to a guest room, and they put my old bed in it. Having you here in my old bed with your mouth and your skin, your sexy legs wrapped around me. If my teenage self would have been here, I probably would have been terrified. Yeah. Well, you know, I was kind of late in figuring myself out, so. But I'm really glad you're here now. But I think that what I actually wanted to say is I would have been amazed at the kind of relationship that we have. You know, what we have developed. I feel so accepted. So strong. So vulnerable. Just safe. Like, you know, you get me. And you call me out on my bullshit. And you let me be there for you. I love you. I love you. I wanted to say it for a long time. But I didn't want you to think that it wasn't genuine, you know. I didn't want to say it right after sex or before sex or when you were really upset. I wanted it to feel like, I don't know, like I said it just to say it, not for any special reason. And, well, we're certainly not gonna have sex here. And you seem to be in a good mood all day, despite having to listen to my family go on and on, which is amazing in itself. Yeah. Why are you looking at me? And, of course, I'm blushing. You know, I remember the first time you looked at me like that. I think we've been dating for a couple of months or something. And it was that night at the train station. We were saying goodbye. I don't know, I always blush. I don't know, I get so overwhelmed, I guess. You just get this look in your eye, like I can just tell that you like me. No? What does it mean? Love? Really? Ever since then? Really? baby. Would you say it for me? I love you too. I love you.